Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I thought our Christmas was a resounding success.
Lovely,
it was
wasn't
very
it?
Nice.
Very nice.
It was lovely.
Okay.
Just normal people having a chat.
Morning.
Happy New Decade.
Happy New Decade. As we launch off into the future.
I must say, as we launch off into the future, off up the park and walk, very much a run from our past.
Yes.
You look great. Good outfit.
Well,
I thought
I've
you were new stuff.
No, I've had this for a while now. This is like
it's like a light, breathable jacket.
It's like a light, breathable jacket, but it doesn't breathe. So you end up absolutely caked in sweat.
Oh, you're going for a bit of Bradley Cooper silver lining spray.
Yeah, it's absolutely part of that. It feels like wearing a beanbag in a sauna. It's one of those.
No ones. More half pipe.
No, it's gone.
Stripped out the half pipe on the score, mate.
Someone pumping up the tyres. And so it's the first run for us of the year. Christmas is over today, January the 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany
is
over. Decorations down.
Decorations down this morning.
Yes.
We couldn't bear to do it yesterday.
Yeah, we did it.
Still lit right till midnight, but then got down this morning, stripped it down, and then put the tree outside for the council to pick it up today.
It leaves you feeling quite dazed, doesn't it, when Christmas ends?
It's a rubbish.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
I feel sorry for the kids going back to school because there's so much more school year left, so much more winter left.
Yes.
And yet all the exciting stuff has finished. There's kind of no upside.
And you feel like, as an adult, you feel there's so much to do today.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things to
get on. At first you're like, oh, I could do this, that and that. And then the day begins and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to be scratching the surface.
So much.
At best.
There's so much. And yet again, I've left my car insurance, so it ends up the default payment. And every year over Christmas, because it happens for me on January the 6th, the first day.
And they kind of double it, don't they, if you don't tell them not to.
Well, they keep it unfeasibly high. All it needs is for me to actually do something. But I never do. I always say I'll do it really early in the start of the year, when, of course, it's the last thing on my mind. So there we go. Well done, elephants. You've got me again.
Well, Julia went back to work yesterday. That's right. Sunday morning.
Wow.
Storytelling at the National Gallery. And she was really good about it. She sort of like said, oh, when we go on holiday at Christmas, I'm going to be writing that story. And I've got stuff to do, you know, because it's a newly made up story about painting there. And she did the homework. She really put the time in. And, you know, went back to work ahead of any of us. But still, when it was just time to leave. So I've just got to take that one thing with me.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
God, I could have found this last year.
She found it.
But it's like even the most prepared can find a way.
Yes, to create chaos at the start of the year. We have to be gentle with each other.
Well, it's a very exciting time. But before we move on to the start of the year, let's review the festive seat. How far should we go today, by the way?
I'm thinking of five.
I like that.
Yeah, about five.
Oh, sorry, that's a J. Did you see?
I missed it, mate.
Oh, it's gone. You know, they're like a bit like a magpie, but kind of pink body.
All right, okay.
Quite unusual.
Did you have a good one then?
Really good.
Because we haven't seen each other since about the 20th, haven't we?
That's right. So you've done the whole thing. I had nice gigs in Glasgow and did some. But I really enjoyed the Christmas shopping.
Right.
Because I was far away and I was kind of getting stuff for my wife and then wrapping up.
Yeah.
I wrapped presents in front of Basic Instinct.
Nice.
That is a terrible film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard it doesn't really hold up that well.
No. It's quite compelling how bad it is.
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
How unsexy it is.
Yes, how dated it sort of seems, goodness. Yeah.
So I quite enjoyed that, but not in the way that they intended. And I came home on the 22nd. We got a tour around the zoo.
Right.
And went to see It's a Wonderful Life at the zoo.
Right.
You know, which is its natural environment,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's great. What a great place to see It's a Wonderful Life, yeah.
That was 23rd.
Right.
Sunday night on the 24th as well. Can't remember what now. But, you know, prepared ourselves.
Yes.
For Christmas. And then superb. The only real problem on Christmas Day is two special meals, you know.
Right.
Even 6-8 hours apart.
Right.
It's very hard to work up a full appetite for a roast when you had a kind of champagne breakfast.
Right, okay.
Just
a few
hours before, you know what I mean?
Fair enough, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we found a way.
Yes, yeah.
And then it was my mum we saw. When we went home, I went up to see my mum. She was going to come see us, and she hadn't been well, so we had a good festive meal up there.
Right.
On the Sunday before Christmas, and the Friday after Christmas, we went down to Bradford-on-Avon for a week.
Nice.
Well, all my running good. Last week
right.
was on the Kennet and Avon Canal.
Nice
very
running.
Nice.
Distance, yeah.
Really good. And it was great. The whole thing was great.
Sounds great.
What's your story? Oh, and I watched a million films.
Right.
As anyone who's been following the social networks will know, it was basically a film season.
That sounds great. Yeah. There's lots of, obviously, loads of drinking. Went round to Julie Matt's Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Matt had a very, very detailed plan, almost like a spreadsheet, which he'd given to Rachel.
Nothing says winter festivities.
Yeah, like a spreadsheet.
Like a, you know.
Yeah, like a detailed spreadsheet.
Because a party like that can really excel.
Which would have been...
Excel!
I get it.
Thanks.
Which would have been perfect if he hadn't started drinking at 10:30.
Yeah.
Which led to Parsnip Gate. We didn't have any parsnips.
Oh, yeah.
And we realised with 10 minutes to go, there's no parsnips. It was there on the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
But obviously everything was getting...
Well, they're in the house, just not cooked.
Yeah, they're in the house. They're waiting.
Yeah.
They were glistening, ready to be... But no, so the dinner was absolutely fantastic.
But for the lack of
but
parsnips.
But for the lack of parsnips. But it was glorious. And then the hardest thing we had over Christmas and New Year was the... New Year's Eve, very early in the morning, January the 2nd, set up for the skiing holiday, again with Matt and Julie.
Yeah.
Because we stayed up on New Year's Day, night sort of thing, till about 5:30 in the morning.
Oh! On New Year's Day, on January the 1st.
No, well, New Year's Eve ended at 5:30 on January the 1st morning. You know what I mean? It went through.
Oh, I see.
So we're all really tired. And then on January the 2nd, we had to get up at 4:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
So that's quite a kind
that's
of...
less than 24 hours after that.
Yeah, it's kind of quite a cosy little
Sounds
handover.
Sounds like you partied like a badass.
Oh, we did. We really went for it. But I'm amazed that we managed to get there, just to corral the kids together.
Yeah.
Just to get them all up and out, you know.
Yeah.
But we did, and we skied, and it was fantastic. Really good fun to ski for the first few days of the year.
I really enjoyed you did your
Alps.
Skiing stand-up when we were in Cheltenham the other day.
Yes.
I love that stuff.
It's nice to nice to bring it back. And I'm on a hot running streak.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day in
every
2020.
Every day this year.
Every day this decade.
We talked about that. You're back on the horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this time last year you'd run every day, but this time last year I think it was January the 3rd.
Right.
You've doubled that already.
Yeah.
So running every day, were you running on a machine in the town?
Just out and about, just round with the Alps. But this included waking up at 11 after getting to bed at 5:30. The worst for wear.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, still basically
still in
the same state that I'd gone to bed at.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then running back to Julie Matt's to get the car.
Nice.
I'd describe that as more of a kind of ultra waddle than a run, but it's still technically a run.
I don't think you should use the word ultra in this case.
Yeah. it felt like the end stages of an ultra.
Let's say mega.
Yeah. It was, that might have been the hardest run of the year.
But
so
like you say, to use your own words, there's an honesty to that, isn't there?
Oh yeah, it was like
right in the face of it.
Yeah, I was back at the and I felt okay actually. Mildly hungover.
Possibly
sweating,
you weren't
furiously.
Fully hungover yet.
No, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, what's the Jerry Maguire say? You know when you're not embarrassed yet, but you glimpse tomorrow's
embarrassing. Yeah. It was a bit like that.
So good work. So how far every day?
Not long. I mean, the shortest run's been a very, very swift 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And the longest run's been a leisurely 50.
Okay.
And everything in between, you know, just getting into that routine of running.
Yeah, yeah.
Of running and foot track.
Yeah, mine is more
comfy.
I think
you're going more mileage based at the moment.
Well, and also I think just recognising in my own history, specifically a couple of weeks last year, where I went for a run every day, quite higher mileage than that, but lower mileage than I would normally run off a run.
Right.
You know, like all 5 to 6 milers.
Yeah.
And I really fight that.
Right.
If I had to run 30 miles a week, I think I'd much rather run 3 tens than 5 sixes.
Yeah.
Because I just get to the end of the week feeling fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, similar kind of attitude, but mine is more pushing up the mileage.
Because we're already
walk onto the climb.
This is the start of our 12-week build up to Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
It is close. Also, talking before we dig deep into that training, which, like you said, we've already opened. That we've opened a bidding on the training.
Yeah.
But going back to Parsnip Gate.
Yeah.
I noticed one of the great things about not roasting a massive bird at Christmas is that you can turn around at a roast dinner in about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, the bird.
And it wasn't, I mean, that was a mainly vegan roast dinner, but my son had a bit of chicken.
Yeah.
But, you know, do a garlic butter chicken fillet.
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
That's half an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't take long.
So, I mean, 20 minutes actually. He had terrible food poisoning for days.
Yeah. Lost loads of weight, great stuff.
Yeah. He likes it pink. Yeah. So, which brings me to the question, have you made any food-related Christmas, what are they called, New Year's resolutions?
I missed that with the thing. Any?
Are you going to do Veganuary?
I think I am, yes. Yeah. From now, I didn't eat any meat yesterday, actually.
Uh-huh.
So from now, I'm going to go for it. It's just want to just see what it does to my body, just experience life a bit of a different way. I think I'm going to still, I'm not going vegan.
Oh, so you're not going to do it?
No. I'm going vegetarian, Henry.
Oh, okay, good.
Vegetarian.
It's running in eggs every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I just run to the eggs.
Yeah. Chasing the chicken to get the eggs.
Yeah.
And then I'll see how that feels, and then maybe have a little go, maybe extend it further.
Did you see you choking the chicken every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got some races in.
Yeah.
I'm going to enter Bramley today. I haven't done it so far. Have you entered that?
I haven't.
20.
But we're going to do it.
I should do that today.
That's mid-Feb. Bramley 20. Coming up, I think the earliest event is the run through. We're going back to Victoria Park.
When's
to that's February the 8th.
All right, okay.
That's a Saturday.
And that, how long's that?
10K.
Right, okay.
Well, it's any distance you want. It's those run-through events. But okay. The idea is, and I thought you had it in. Maybe you haven't got it in yet.
Oh,
but we did say,
right
after the last one, that we would, because it was really good, wasn't it, that event?
It was very friendly, yeah. It was
and,
great.
We
nice
just
and
said,
flat.
And you did 10K times that event. You did 40-20.
Yes.
And I did 41-20.
She's
so
great,
we thought we'd
it?
Go back.
Yeah, that's great.
No, 42-20.
Yeah, that's great, but it's good
well,
times.
We said we'd go back and run it 20 seconds faster.
Oh,
seems like a really wise way to improve on those times.
It's going to be quite hard for me. But I'll do my best. It's a great, it's a
well,
lovely
you probably
fast
feel better
course.
After Eguri.
Yes, yeah. I'll have lost some weight.
I can do you one of my special chicken weight loss dinners if you want.
Yeah. And I've got the cross-country race on this Saturday, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
So that,
is that Hampstead Heath thing?
No, it's at Ali Pally. So that'll find me out. So yeah, it's that time.
And I'm
of year,
really
isn't it?
Excited about Cyprus as well.
Yeah, we're doing the Limassol half marathon.
Great, and just the idea of that, the way that sits halfway, it's the, on the one hand, it's a really important beacon in the training schedule.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, just running in Cyprus.
Yeah, that will be really
getting
good.
Getting a blast of sunshine.
That's about 3 weeks before Manchester, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's perfect.
In it.
Absolutely perfect.
At 20 is going to also, as you say, find us out.
Yeah.
But I'm into
it. No, well,
it.
That 20 at Bramley will be, that'll be a long, hard training run, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
But it'll be really good for us to get a 20 at that early. So that's mid-February before April the 5th, the Manchester Marathon. So that'll be a really nice little live.
Let me just get a picture of the winter woods.
Yeah.
This is great. We're just coming down here into Queenswood. It's totally winter now. I mean, there's leaves, but they're all on the ground. There he goes. See how dapper Tomkinson looks in 2020. Oh, we both look quite good there, don't we? Because I'm wearing all my bamboo shenanigans.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Classic. We look like some people who've taken up running for the first time in a long time. So, can I tell you... Oh, the sun's come out since I took the photo. Right, we'll do another one. We're going this way. Great. Can I tell you another news resolution I've made?
Go on, then.
My plan...
Yeah.
You know I got to 50 park runs...
Right.
...late in 2019?
Yes.
If I really commit, I could get to 100 in 2020.
Well, you could do, couldn't you?
Because I did a few more at the end of the year, you know.
Right.
I'm on...
Wow.
...54 now. So,
that'd be so good, wouldn't it?
So I could have 6 weeks off and still hit it by the end of the year.
That'd be really good training as well.
Yeah. I was thinking that it's a really good way to change the mindset. You know how a guilt stack, you know, when you think, I was going to parkrun, but
right.
It's raining or I'm hungover or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or I just don't fancy it. I need to slightly shift my parkrun attitude so that when I don't do it, it's because I'm doing a marathon the next day or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I can do with comedy gigs.
Yeah.
I never take Saturday night off from a comedy gig unless I'm at a wedding or something. You know what I mean? It's got to be a good reason.
It's just a great backbone for your training, for that getting used to tempo, isn't it?
Exactly.
Just that weekly little...
So I went to... So I did the one in Glasgow, would be the day after I saw you last.
Yeah.
December the 21st, which is excellent. I do like that park, kind of.
Right.
Victoria Park. And it's a good one for... I basically do a 10.
Yeah.
It's sort of three and a bit there.
Park run sandwich.
Three and a bit park run, three and a bit back. Exactly. Nice run. And on the winter solstice... You really appreciate the half nine start in Scotland.
I bet you do, yeah.
But as a comedian as well, you know. And we saw the sunrise. But I also...
It's quite tribal.
It's really good always doing different parkruns because I just slightly misjudged it. Because coming into what I thought was the finish, and I thought, I still feel really good, really strong. And then everyone in front of me sort of going round the lake. I'm like, I've got another lap!
I've won it!
I did it! But yeah, for clarity, I did do the proper distance. But I was that broken that the only way I could marshal my Tom Cruise that day was to wait until the last couple of hundred metres, which are, I will admit, downhill.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise did like a good one.
Perfect.
And I watched a couple of pretty seasoned, I think they were quite old.
Right.
But much better than me. Just piling in with the late stage overtake.
Right,
on a slight uphill. I was like, yeah, good luck, guys.
Because I know the course.
No chance. It's funny, isn't it? I think that's a very strong thing. And actually, all the people I've ever seen doing it, in my memory, are superannuated, is when you really commit to the big finish, even though your parkrun has a hill.
Yeah.
You just sprint up it. Because it's the end, you can recover.
It's that knowledge of the course, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, skiing. I'm not a very good skier. In fact, I only fell once this time, and that was when I stopped to help someone else.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of this American having a panic attack on his way down this.
Right.
Not that hard a slope.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was obviously way up his depth.
Yes.
But if you find your run that you like and you can do, then you can get better.
Yes.
It's like your parkrun, isn't it? You find your parkrun, you find your course.
Yeah, because you explore the parameters.
Yeah.
And that's particularly good.
You know, the twists and the turns.
That's right. And last time I was skiing, I think the training at running had made me a better skier.
That's interesting.
Because I had an idea how to get better, you know.
Yeah.
But equally, the great thing, particularly when you're, a bit of a basic skier, is you're trying to get to a point where you detach and think of it as I'm skiing down the hill rather than turn.
Yes,
turn.
Yeah.
You got to tie all those notes together. And like you say, if you know the run, it's much easier to do that.
It's like a few people have pointed it out recently on Twitter, the way to run a faster park run. Just run it faster.
Yeah.
Or any race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Move your legs faster than you normally would, or than you've done before, and keep your feet in contact with the ground for less time. Whilst proceeding at a faster pace.
Yeah, okay. All right, Yoda.
It's easily done, isn't it?
Yeah, that last part is the least accurate bit. Well, so...
Weigh less. That's a huge one, isn't it? How much did you put on, if you don't mind me asking? I put on about half a stone.
That's okay. Well, it was a nice balance, I think, coming back to the excellent looming of Manchester. You know, I definitely put on weight over Christmas.
Right.
It's Monday, so we don't know yet. I'll see you when I get home.
Right.
But between the beer and the food, I can feel it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I carried on fasting. Oh, did lots of exercise and lots of running.
That's really good.
So
Wait. Hello, mate. How are you? Good to see you. I'm doing my... Hi, love. Good to see you. All right.
Happy New Year.
Yes. This is my mate, Rob. We're doing... Rob, this is Tim and Daniel. Yeah, no, we're doing a podcast.
Happy,
it's called Running Commentary.
Shake hands.
And we record it while we're running. And it's been going for ages. Did you have a good New Year? Did you have fun? Good Christmas. Were you here over Christmas, Tim? Oh, awesome. Nice, man. Nice. Well, listen, I'll give you a shout. Let's do it. Let's do it. Have fun. We might see you on the way around. I mean, we're going to do a little circle. See you in a bit. Nice. Take care. See you later. How fun. He was one of my best mates at university.
Oh, nice.
Called lovely fella, Tim. He went to live in Finland for years. Like, he was like a hermit in Finland for about 20 years, just working with wood, making people dinner tables and stuff, but completely on his own.
Yeah.
He just completely went off grid.
Nice thing about going there and making doing carpentry is you get a lovely finish.
and now he's back in Highgate. He's just really... Just really fantastic little circle. But he's one of those guys you just given up the ghost with him. You just thought, he'll never come back, you know.
Yeah, that's that.
And now he's back.
He's here. Yeah.
Lovely, what a funny little...
like
funny
Steve
little
Hughes
meet.
Being back gigging in the UK.
Yes, yeah. How fun.
Yeah. Well, that was lovely. It's nice to...
And that's his,
when I was running up to you, I was
that's
thinking...
That's his girlfriend, who I think he's called Danielle. You know, I didn't say it that vibrantly, because I wasn't 100% sure.
Always difficult.
But I think it is. I think
They seem great. I like them a lot.
Yeah, they're lovely. Yeah.
Steve, cut that out.
It will be a bit of a mess. You know, I think people, from feedback I've had... From friends who listen to the podcast.
Oh, God.
They quite like it when we bump into people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just difficult. What we need, I've got a whole actual, wish list of things to upgrade on our tech.
Right.
And one of them is to preferably be carrying a really easy mic.
Yeah.
So that if we want to chat to someone, we definitely get them.
Yeah. But I know what you're saying, but that would make it a little bit... You want it, but lacks of spontaneity, doesn't it?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, going back to before we saw your compadres.
Yes.
You were talking about that absolute insight. It was that to get a bit of time, you have to go faster.
Yes.
And also,
absolutely
crucial. And also, we do get to, as long as we haven't really badly fallen off the wagon over Christmas, you get to play with those marginal gains, you know?
Yes.
I was thinking to myself, I ran 10.
Right.
In Bradford-on-Avon.
Right.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah. That's nice to get done around Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that I'm going to run 10 in just a fortnight from now, like in a really short, you know, never mind 3 months.
Right.
It'll be basically a few days from now.
Yeah.
After a week and a half of eating less than this and not drinking.
Yeah.
And it'll be easier.
It will be easier.
So I can just look forward to that, you know.
No, that's a great thing about it. If you commit to the momentum of it.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, let's face it, we're going to, in about 6 weeks, we'll be doing a 20-mile race.
Yeah. And we'll be ready.
If only we could communicate the look of utter befuddlement on my face as I said that.
It's the opposite. I actually avoided eye contact. I didn't want to see your soul
because
at that
it
time.
Seemed absurd.
Because I went back to, I thought of you on Saturday because... Hackney Marshes Park Run.
Yeah.
And a year ago, we went there, didn't we?
Yes.
Which was kind of the beginning of this park run thing for me. And I love the Hackney Marshes Park Run. Loads of people there, 600 people there on Saturday.
Nice.
And the guy said, oh, you always get loads of people this day. Which I thought sounded a bit mean-spirited. Made it sound like there's only 6 people there in October, which isn't really accurate. But, what do they do? Oh, 20 minutes and some seconds, you know.
Right.
It was a good showing. It wasn't that close. Anyway, that wasn't what we're talking about. I'm finishing strong now.
Right.
And coming back to Hackney Marshes, like you say, you know your course.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I turn left after the last dog leg and open up and go as fast as I can at the end.
Yeah.
Notice how I managed to talk about this without mentioning Tom Cruise. Damn it! But
didn't even enter your
mind.
It's
so funny because I have got used to it now, and it's amazing how you burn your reserves of energy so quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's working. A key thing at Hackney on Saturday is no one overtook me in that final straight.
And that's really
it's
important.
It's quite unusual for me at a park run.
It's nice to get that, though, isn't
it?
Yeah.
And it's such a short blast. I mean, how far are we talking? Probably less than 200 metres, more like 100. Or 100.
It's about 100 metres. It's about 120 metres.
Yeah. And I still had to hold. Do you know what I mean? I thought, start running as fast as I can. Held on to it all the way to the finish line.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, you know, it's there are some similarities with the end of a marathon. I was completely spent.
Yeah, it's just
I'm just not used to expending that much energy.
It's a quicker, more intense thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's obviously less intense because after 50 minutes you feel great. That's a great thing about it. It's like an appetizer, isn't it? If you're fairly fit.
Yeah.
You know, because a marathon, you know, obviously after 15, 20 minutes, you're not ready to go again. But the park run's a nice, sets you up for the day.
It's that blast, that's right.
Yeah.
But very interesting. And the two sides of going to park runs a lot that are really helping my training are, that's one of them. And the other one is the other hold, is getting to, I suppose, about 3K.
Right.
And thinking, hang in there.
Yeah.
I think I can still feel that moment when you think, wait a minute, this isn't so much a steady pace as a fast pace.
Yes.
It's going to take some effort to stay with
it. To maintain it, yeah.
But the power of that emotion, that sort of panicky physicality of it. It's definitely fading.
Yeah.
And, oh, straight in the mud. And I'm not even sure. I'm sure that's to do with physical fitness.
Yeah.
But it's definitely psychological as well. Here they are.
Here they come. Look at him. Look, go on. He went to Finland. We nicked him for years and I was running around the woods in North London.
So yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And getting to the other thing with the park run is that running against the other people and not running against the other people, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a real measure of what the other people are likely to do now.
Right.
Going to come piling past me. Well, I'm quite likely to pile past people at the start.
Yeah.
As I find my pace.
Yes, yeah.
And then...
You tend to set off a bit too slow in the pack, don't you? You set back a little...
I don't like to. I do like to
slight
quite near the front.
Slight timidity.
But I think a lot of people like to quite near the front, even
right.
People who aren't that fast.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Kind of, there's a bit of a shakedown, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's some people who really don't mind being quite far in the pack, but they're really fast.
Yeah.
So they come past you.
Yeah.
On Saturday in particular, Hackney Marshes, I think a lot of people considered the turn back the halfway point.
Right.
It's a dangerous thing to do at yeah. That park run, because it really isn't.
No.
You're not there yet. But it was interesting for me, because after that, about a half dozen people overtook me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get grumpy about this, or indeed narcissistic. But you didn't. That's not accurate. I just bet a little bet with myself that I'd be overtaking most of those people back.
Yeah.
And I did.
Oh,
not all of them.
Yeah.
But then the other thing you see, the other side of that, is people who pace it amazingly.
Yes.
You know, in the back half.
Yeah.
The back third of a park run. When you see someone overtake you gently and slowly.
Yes.
And you've never seen them before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A great pacer.
I just know what they're doing, don't they? Yeah.
And fair enough. And a couple of these other people who've overtaken me in the middle, you then see that they're just lengthening and strengthening further and further away. But the other people.
I was amazed by how many people got in touch to say they'd run PBs over the Christmas
period. Yeah, that's something.
That's
isn't
amazing,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That really is. I mean, obviously, old Martin Hutchinson's just on a continual PB.
Did Martin run at Christmas? I don't.
He had a few runs. 8 a.m. Christmas morning.
I've noticed, Martin, that you're still. Yeah. Asleep some of the time, and I think that's a waste of good running time. I mean, sarcastic. Slamming out there.
The incredible trajectory of his run.
Yeah, yeah. A whole new year, a new decade of running.
And to my shame, I haven't got the PBs this morning. I was so tired after skiing, getting up. But next week we'll do a slew of them, and get us in touch, and I'll do them. We'll do them all.
And all your running.
So many.
The other thing we'd like to hear is
it's been awesome to hear
any
that.
Running. New Year's resolutions, you know?
Yes.
Particularly if they are distinct from specific training goals and PBs.
Yeah.
We want those too. But if there's like, if you're going to try and change your mindset or
yes.
Your running style or the way you think about things, it'd be interesting to.
To be honest, the big one for me is going to be don't get injured.
Yeah.
If I can get through the year without getting injured.
That's right.
Because I have detected in my body just more susceptibility the last couple of years.
And you had to have an operation.
I had an operation, but my back and my calf. And
yeah, that's a good...
Just generally, just kind of just... And that's strengthening and looking after yourself and listening to your body, isn't it?
Yeah, and training steady. Training for strength, but not snatching at it.
And not going on ridiculous running streaks.
And what's your... Well, you run every day.
Yeah, well, you run every
even
day
when
of the
you're
month.
Full of
even when you're full
intoxicants.
Of...
Intoxicants.
Yeah, yeah. Limping from crouch into... Newington Green, high as a kite, babbling at strangers. Shouting, have you
that's
seen me calf?
Plan.
Have you seen me
that's
calf?
That's his plan.
Yeah.
I'm a top runner.
Have you seen me calf? Yeah, I've been going out all night.
You should read in my book.
In my book.
I think if someone went out and got a PB over the holidays, I think it might be this. It might be that they're fit enough, steady enough, and haven't fallen off the wagon enough to be taking quite a lot of fitness out there.
Yeah.
But it's possible that they've taken a better break than we tend to let ourselves have and come back really strong and fresh.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people just don't eat everything they see at Christmas, don't they?
That's...
I don't know what they're doing, but
I don't know who they are, but yeah, theoretically, yeah. What you say is true. So,
did you drink every day? Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking.
I just wanted to address the thing. Someone said, is there going to be an audiobook of your book? And there is, isn't there?
There is going to be an audiobook.
You recorded
of my book.
It in December.
I went into a studio and I read my book, the audio version. It'll be out with the physical version, I imagine.
Yeah, and that was...
And you can listen to it. That's what it's called, an audiobook.
Right. So
it's very audio.
So you're the audient.
Yeah.
The
and it was really hard work.
I was going to say, it was quite an experience, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was really hard work. Yeah. I found it very... I just found it very difficult on a technical level to actually read the thing.
Yeah.
Just reading, just basic reading.
What's he talking about here?
And just... and also bits of it... There's funny bits in, there's practical bits, and some bits are quite emotional as well, so
yeah,
it's quite
yes,
a journey.
Yeah,
so
visit
the
that
whole
stuff.
Thing was quite... it was fantastic. It was tough fun, I would say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But really, really enjoyable. And yeah, that's out, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Very excited. I mean, that's
enough,
really
soon.
What's it, about a month away, your book now?
It's literally a month, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So I'll have to start the push at some point on social media.
Change everything.
I've got to get better at that stuff.
But some people have
get better
already pre-ordered it.
Yeah, there's been some, which is brilliant. Right. You can pre-order it on Amazon. And there'll be a link somewhere.
So you have got to get better at that stuff. Well, Running Commentary will put a link out for that.
Yes, yeah. And, yeah, creatively, I'd like to write more bit this year. How about you, Rob? What are you thinking?
Difficult, isn't it?
Well, what's your running thing initially? What's your... Mine is to not get injured and to just run a variety of distances and just be competitive. I don't know if I can get faster, but you know when you're being competitive, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got quite a really detailed raft of running and exercise scheduled.
Right.
And I started it strong.
Yeah.
But having the Cyprus and Manchester lined up ahead of London is really helpful.
Have some
with
races
that.
In there, isn't
and I, you know, I enjoyed last year. I felt strong, and I think that Yorkshire was perfectly timed to make me feel like I can do good stuff, but I could do better.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I think that a lot of it is stuff I want to do all the time. You know, like I want to slightly up my basic mileage on the week.
Right.
I'm slightly up in the exercises and really committing to them. I'm going to plan to plank a little bit longer. But
yeah.
That's all stuff I basically want to do week in, week out, my whole life.
Right.
Park run, you know. So that each week's basic parcel of exercise is actually a huge amount of exercise.
Right.
And
okay.
I come in... without being in the training,
your basic
my basic is fitness is a high fitness, and I feel strong and fit all the time.
Right,
so I like that feeling.
Mm.
And you know, let's never forget, I used to be a fat bloke for ages.
Yes.
So there's a real magic
yes.
to feeling like the you're in charge of the machine.
Yeah.
And it's, I suppose, Ooh. More complicated. Dogs.
Woo, dogs. It's all right. It's all good.
Chimpanzees.
It's okay. No matter. Mordy,
was it? Oh, bless him. I met such a nice dog over Christmas.
Yeah.
A little black pug called Mavis.
All right, yeah.
She so wanted to be friends. Like that.
Well, there's some very lovely posh people coming back from Geneva yesterday.
Yeah.
With their kids. Lucien! Lucien Tiddles! One girl's called Tiddles.
No.
Caused many giggles. Tiddles.
Tiddles.
Yeah.
A human.
Tiddles, hi!
A human girl called Tiddles.
Or maybe that was a nickname. But she was answering to it.
Yeah.
So
maybe
on,
she has a bladder issue.
So you want your raft...
I'm sorry, this is actually bullying. If you're listening, Tiddles, I can only
you
apologize.
You want your basic week to be a bit more superhero-ish.
Yeah, exactly. And I want a lot of that to be not... to be very much ongoing.
Right.
And it's also psychological, isn't it? As you go through life, you can fake up the illusion of control by taking control of your fitness.
Yeah.
It fakes up the illusion of control over all the other blooming stuff.
Well, that's the thing I had towards the end of last year. I'd done that quick 10K, the 40-20, which wasn't brilliant, but it was back in the same ballpark that I used to.
Yep.
I started to feel great. I was back in the club on Tuesday doing the reps. And it just, the rollover effect of feeling like you're doing well at your running.
Yep.
it feels like it tips over into everything else, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
In a way. It's hard to... I don't know whether that's a particularly
it definitely
original
that.
Thought, but that's how it felt
no,
to me.
No,
felt
like, that's what this
This feels good, I feel great, and I'm doing more, and I don't know, it all fed into to everything
else. And that's
else.
The thing about New Year's resolutions at this point in life, is that on the one hand, they can feel worryingly like resolutions you've made before.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, they can turn very mundanely into to-do lists.
Yes.
But that's the way it has to be.
Yes,
it We're neither of us moving to Iceland or taking up the trumpet.
No.
You know what I mean? We've got to... Yeah. Not it's, that moving to Finland is a bad idea.
It's just know. Little gradations, isn't
great
it?
Great place of carpentry. Exactly. Smooth corrections. Yeah. To revise an old saw. They're my old kite teacher.
Yeah.
Smooth corrections.
Yeah, the only problem is I then got injured and it went slightly too
well, I thought that's
home,
what you were going to say, because I think this is a good... Do remember that, because when you got that 40-20 in Victoria Park, you had a niggle.
I had a...
You ran that on a niggle.
Yes.
You was hurting
yes.
already.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
went out on the Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's a little
smashed
bit.
It and set it off.
Yeah, it's just listening, isn't it?
Heed your alarm bells,
yeah.
That's right.
Your body's... You're simultaneously trying to get faster, get some kind of pace, whilst your body's getting a little bit weaker.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't strengthen it in certain areas.
And if you're a regular listener and you're young and shiny and listening to us and thinking, you silly sod, you don't understand...
This will happen to you.
Yeah, at this stage, if you didn't run... When something hurt, you would never run.
You might never run, though.
Do you know what I mean? I've got a little twinge in the back of my left heel at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's not so bad, and I'm pushing up the mileage.
I'm actually recording this with a broken arm.
Yeah.
But we don't go on about
no,
it.
No, I think we should probably stop at A&E on the way back. That is bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, to be young again.
Yes.
To be young at first. That's why it's really nice to get news from people like your Hutchinsons and your people coming through. Yeah. They're in that first flush of running improvement, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's
well,
great.
Well, actually, when I finished Hackney Marshes Park on the other day, our friend Eleanor Tiernan
yes.
came up and said hello.
All right.
She's
nice.
Done her first park run.
Had she really?
Yeah, so...
Brilliant.
We should... I had this idea, and I'm going to spring it on you now so that you have to say yes because we're recording. I think... We should volunteer for Hackney Marshes Park. Thank you, Marshall.
What to do the...
Give something
to
back.
Help out. Oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Go I'd and do that. Get Eleanor to come do the run.
Yeah.
And then we can all talk afterwards.
Have a little
do a
chat.
Little
yeah,
review,
yeah.
A different experience review.
No, that'd be great, yeah. Eleanor Tin and the committee?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. She's lots of fun.
Yeah.
That'd be great if she starts running.
Exactly. And like you say... One does envy people. And I suppose the other thing, talking about New Year's resolutions and plans, and I think Martin's example is people heading for their first marathons.
Yes.
Very exciting.
There's so many people, it feels, when moving through life, that are on the brink.
It's the name of the game.
That are on the brink of running.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a little tip over and a start. It's great to hear. I love it when I hear someone who's starting running.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to start, isn't it? There's so little gear, there's so little nonsense to it.
That's right. I saw Hayden.
So utterly simple.
I half read a post the other day that was talking about how you got to watch out at this time of year. It's not just running, really. There's a lot of things you can do, like fitness and exercise and New Year's resolution stuff.
Yeah.
And they make it sound difficult.
Yes.
They make it sound like you've got to buy this and do that.
Yeah.
And you don't.
You don't. No, you don't.
If you want to, and you can afford to, as long as you do it with open eyes,
yeah.
I say go for it.
Yeah.
Because that can give shape to it, you know?
But you don't have to. You'll have some trackies around the house. And a top to put on and get some old trainers around.
Just drink till dawn.
Yeah.
And
drink
then
till
just
dawn.
Run straight out the door.
Wake up, realise you
in
left
your work
car
shoes.
In Newington Green. And just set off. My wife's like, I can't believe you going. You're running over there.
I was going to run on New Year's Day because right. I had to. And then I was off of the lift. And I was like, yeah, great, I love that. That works for me.
Julie was like, have you run over here? God, she drank loads. Because I've had the last few days skiing, drinking a bit, but not getting drunk.
Right.
I stopped getting drunk on December 31st.
Very good.
But they've just they've just steamed into it, you know.
Yeah.
My goodness, you notice a difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to get that, have two glasses of wine and then start drinking water, as opposed to that's the platform to dive off into a sea of gusset. Well,
that level of moderation is is impressive self-control, you know. I can do that. I've stopped drinking completely. And also part of that...
When did you stop?
Oh.
Today.
14 hours ago now.
Oh.
But I've stopped. Yeah. I haven't set a date when I'm going to start again. I'm not going to have one every now and again. I'm not saying it's forever.
Yeah,
what
I'm
saying is there is no... I'm not allowed to focus on a finishing post.
Yeah, that's
It's
good.
The same as if it was forever.
Yeah, that's good. That's
and
good.
Certainly not till after these marathons.
Yeah.
So we're talking 4 months, you know, 4 months and then we'll talk about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that it's just easier for me. Because when I start thinking about it with that level of strictness, I look forward to it.
Yes.
But I can, you know, like you say, I have a couple. I wouldn't then go on to water.
Oh, I can.
So the only thing is I am strict about the fast.
Right.
So even over Christmas, I'd often stop drinking on a dime and stop eating.
Right.
On a dime at kind of 9 o'clock at night.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exceptional.
Yeah.
I can do that.
So, yeah, it was nice the 2 weeks of the holiday morning. Because... I took the first... My wife was a bit cross because...
Right.
I mean, she wasn't really cross. She was very nice. But we... I took the week off.
Right.
The 21st to the 28th. Don't have to keep up my mileage. Don't have to keep up my exercises.
Yeah.
Just taking a week off.
Right.
And on the Christmas Eve, me and her went out and we ran 10K.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, well, it's not a week off then, is it?
Right.
You're making light of my achievement. But it was a really nice kind of run-up, if you will. And it did really feel like a break. And then I actually started back strict, whilst in every other way, completely on holiday, I just got 30 miles done and three rounds of exercise and a park run.
That's great.
And it sat in nicely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did the
you
10.
You start off from a bit of a better place, yeah.
Yeah. I was going off up and down the towpath out there, really lovely. And I got a bus to Bath, which is 10 miles away from where we're staying, and ran back.
Yeah.
And that broke down very nicely. Threw it out of Bath. Oh, this is nice. I've come so far. Accidentally saw my phone. I've gone 2 miles.
Right.
And next, however long, 6 miles. You know, a little taste of what it's like to run a marathon. It's not 10 miles,
isn't it?
Isn't.
No, but it's a distance, isn't it?
Yeah, so you end up in a country in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Bit of an achy hip.
Yeah.
But then, by the time I got the idea, I was back on paths I know. And like you say, you know, once you get to a track you know, it all concertinas down to nothing, you know. Anyway, it was great. It was a great start to the exercising year.
We're jogging here down the Parkland Way. We've seen a few people in the last couple of minutes. They don't look like they run that much, do they?
No, they might be doing it for the first time.
It could be even the first run, just put loads of gear on and go. It's great, though, isn't it? There's something fantastic about it.
And also, I suppose, the other nice thing about it is a bit of a winter sport, you know?
Yeah.
It is slightly... It's a mildly harsh thing to do to yourself.
Yeah.
So it balances up a bit of debauchery.
But
it's particularly good if you're a bit older or you're not feeling that fit. And it's really good in winter.
Yeah, because you get to wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't know, lifting weights on the beach.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get to 100 parkruns this year.
Right.
Which is a bit of a reach. And I'm going to try and go sub 3:30 again in April, which is a bit of a reach. And I'm not drinking for the foreseeable future. Anymore for any more?
Let's do it. It's nice. Oh, we're hoping to do New York, aren't we?
We're doing New York. You've got to start talking in a slightly more committed way about that.
We're doing New York. Yeah.
That's set.
And I'd...
It's the ones in between I'm not completely committed to because of the two marathons in April. So I want to do the the 20, the half, and the two marathons, and then we'll see about the
about Windermere and
and the ultras to the castle, and
yeah,
which all also sound great.
But it's that kind of. How's your body going to feel, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But luckily, as you say, superhero tactics.
Yeah.
I saw someone online doing press-ups with weights.
Right.
And they do one press-up, and then they lift up a weight on one side. So your hands are on the weights, yeah?
Right. Oh, like yeah.
So you do a press-up, then you lift up one of the weights, but then you do a press-up, and then you lift up the other one of the weights, and you carry on like that. And I thought, I reckon I could do that. And I've got weights in the cupboard.
Right.
So I got my weights there and I tried it out.
Bro, you're a...
And well, it was like, this is physically impossible. My weight is on the weights.
It's amazing how...
I don't know how to do it.
It's amazing how fit some people get, isn't it?
But I cracked it. I worked out how to do it.
Right.
You have to have... It's where you're... Where your own body weight is going into the ground.
Right.
So you've got to have your feet further apart at the other end of the mat.
Yeah.
And then the weight's closer together.
Yeah.
So that when you lift the weight, your centre of balance can shift easily over to the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started doing that.
Mechanics.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it hasn't really got cold yet, has it, this year?
No.
Which is quite worrying.
Yes.
Whilst being good for winter training.
Yeah.
So very, very mild, actually.
It's very hard to picture the cold snap.
Yeah.
There's often a very fierce cold snap around the end of January.
Yes.
But whether we'll get it in 2020 is another question.
Yeah.
Looking at Australia on the news, obviously it's summer there, but it still makes a cold snap hard to imagine.
Yes, yeah.
So... That moderate drinking since New Year, are you going to upgrade that, or is that's where you are?
No, but I'll upgrade it. I won't be drinking now until about 2024.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
Till the midterms, whatever they are. Till the impeachment Congress. Iran.
I always base my drinking on American politics.
Yeah. No, so, I would hope not to drink definitely to the end of January and then see how I feel.
Eggury, you mean?
Eggury, yeah. Till the end of vegetarian.
Eggury February.
But yeah, I got bored over Christmas of feeling sick. Just vaguely feeling sick because of all the chocolate and the booze.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't a great combo, is it?
No.
And I just got a bit bored with that vague feeling of nausea.
Yeah. I got a lot of lovely chocolate, and I nibbled at it, but I really haven't got a sweet tooth. So that is something I really can do in moderation.
But what do you do with the chocolate that you've got left over now?
Well, we have a little bit some nights.
We've got a fair bit of chocolate left.
Yeah.
And I really don't want it.
Eke it out or throw it away.
Yeah.
A little bit of chocolate's great with a cup of tea.
Yeah, last a little thing, bit. Yeah.
Say last thing, before 8 p.m.
Yeah. My daughter's considering doing that, the 16-hour fast thing.
Yeah.
Any tips on how to do it? Any tips on the best way to...
I think to a certain extent, you don't want to end up starving yourself. So it's okay to eat, as long as you eat sensibly.
Yeah.
You want the meals you have to be... hearty enough and
sustaining.
And sustaining. You need good. You've got to make sure you get your slow release stuff. See me. I drink a lot.
Yeah.
Freudian slip. I eat a lot of potatoes, brown rice, oats.
Right.
As well as all the other stuff. But the potatoes, the brown rice, the oats are good, healthy carbs.
Yeah.
And they'll keep giving you energy. I said to my daughter actually. My daughter's going to smoothies before school. So make sure there's some grains in there.
Right.
A smoothie for breakfast is good as long as it's got oats in it.
Yes.
Because those oats will keep you going.
Something to feed.
If it's all fruit and veg, it's really healthy.
Yeah.
But after a couple of hours, there's no fuel in the tank.
Yes.
So you need the oats or the equivalent. And I would say, really try and schedule it so you're not waiting around for a meal, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have that... The great thing about my fast is that it really enhances running.
Yeah.
It's much easier on running days.
Yes.
Because I haven't spent all morning thinking about lunch.
No.
If I was at home writing, I'd be checking the clock and thinking, and then lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and that wouldn't be too bad. But
you'll get
better
home
from when you're running.
And then you can have a bit of something.
Actually, 12:45 today is the cutoff.
So listen, tell us your what you're hoping for this year. Share us your resolutions, however big or small. It inspires us as well. As we
I was going to say, if anyone's got any tips for us, I mean, these guys know us better than ourselves. Yeah.
Especially with dealing with lower back stuff with me.
I thought you were talking about my bum muscles for a minute.
No. It's all in the glutes.
Can Rob get glutes in this decade? Nice.
That was lovely.
Yeah, and how far did we go? How far do you think we went?
About 4.5.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
I think. What's 7.1 minus 2.6?
7.1 minus...
It's 4.5.
About 4.5, yeah. Not bad for my sixth run of the year. Streaking. Heavy streaking. Hot streak.
Where's the press? I'll be at talking to park runs. If I'm going to be strict, you can have a fairly good hope of seeing me at this Saturday. What's the date this Saturday? 12th?
It's the 11th, is it?
11th?
Yeah.
On the 11th of January, I'll be at South Manchester Park Run.
Nice.
And on the 18th, I'll be at Crosby by the men on the beach.
That'd be great, mate. And I'll be at the Ali Pali cross-country event for you hardy cross-country runners out there.
Happy running. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade.
Happy 2020.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.